there, kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here once again. On a Wednesday evening, time now for the Twang Trust, Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show. Yeah. I think I just blew up the station. If any station management happens to be listening, give me a call. Station blew up. We're broadcasting for at least another hour before everything goes to hell. Oh, why does this happen? Anyways, we're here. We got some stuff for you. I don't know what's going to happen. I shouldn't even guess. Well, we're definitely going to have a post-Easter set for you that is guaranteed to offend everyone. Yeah. Also, some live action going on tonight that we're going to preview and review and, enjoy the view here tonight on the Twang Trust. Nick Lowe's coming to town. Crazy, huh? Saturday, June 15th, Nick Lowe and Ron Sexsmith coming to town, play the Jim Cale Theater. I don't know if they're going to have a band or not. It sounds, I don't know, it suspiciously sounds like solo acoustic stuff which is a shame. But still, it's Nick Lowe, for Pete's sake. It's also the same night as the Sadies are playing Blue Note Park, which is a bit of a downer. But maybe they'll push Sadies back and, you know, Nick can go jam with them afterwards. You know, 80-year-old guys are so keen on jamming at wee hours of the morning, aren't they? Oh, anyways, the pre-sale for Nick Lowe happens tomorrow. The password is inspire. The password is inspire. Yeah. But you don't have to wait till June to go see a show. You can go see a show tonight. There's shows abounding. Goodness. Do I have anything queued up here? Oh, yeah, we do. We do. Right here. You can go. You know what? You can take my ticket. If you want to go see Veal at Times Change tonight, you know, Luc Doucette, his old rock and roll band Veal, doing the big reunion tour tonight. Maybe we'll hear something from him in a moment. I think we just might. I was going to go, and now I'm not, because I got free tickets to Chris Stapleton and the Warren Treaty. That's happening, too, at the big arena downtown. That's pretty swell. Warren Treaty, they just gave me these tickets. Because I'm special. That's why. So, $300-$400 tickets for nothing, I'll take them. I've seen Chris Stapleton a couple of times. I've always just gone for the opening act, frankly, but he's pretty great. And, you don't believe me? You don't believe Chris Stapleton's pretty great? Here, listen to this. This is called White Horse. Ooh, get it? White Horse, Luc Doucette. See how it's also cosmic? We'll be right back.
Take me to the water.
Mm-hmm. Take me to the water.
Take me to the water.
Take me to the water.
Take me on down to the river. Let's go. Take me down, take me down, take me down to the river. Let's go.
Thunder, I don't know.
That's Veal. That's Luke Doucette and Veal. They're at Times Change High and Lonesome Club tonight. Just a stone's throw from Mitzi's Chicken Fingers, who's closing down. So I wonder if they'll do that in tribute tonight. I bet they will. I bet they will. Before that, the Warren Treaty opening up tonight for Chris Stapleton at the big arena down to the river. Gonna be fun. Michael and Tanya, love them. And Chris Stapleton himself at the top of that set with White Horse from his most recent album, Higher. Going higher tonight. I can't believe how popular this guy is. It's like totally sold out. And I got free tickets because I'm special. Yeah. Oh, I went to see a show on the weekend. When was it? Was it Friday or Saturday? I forget. But I went to this place I'd never been to before called, what was it called? I can't remember what it was called now. Something Bar. I don't know. I can't remember nothing these days. I'm so old. But anyways, it was, I thought I knew where I was going, but it was actually wasn't. I thought I was going to what used to be a place called The Fourth on McDermott there, but it wasn't there, but it was right next door. It was like next door and down the stairs, and you went into this basement, and there's this like little hipster restaurant. And I'm looking around, and I see all these people eating, and there's, like, nowhere for a band to play. And then I go, and I'm looking around, and there's this big, long hallway. There's, like, no signs, no nothing, no people. And so I just follow this hallway, and then I'm in this other little room. And there's, like, a bar, and you can buy drinks and stuff, and it looks like, well, this is promising, but I still don't see anywhere a band could play. And then all of a sudden, you know, off in a corner, there was like a little draped off thing, and you go through there, and then you're in another room, and as, you know, relatively small square cement spaces go, this place was, you know, fine, I guess. It's an odd place. I felt like I used to sleep in the basement when I was like 13, 14 years old, because it got really hot up in my bedroom. So in the summertime, I would go in the basement and sleep because it was way cooler. It kind of felt like that. Felt like I was in my basement when I was 13. It's weird. Anyways, but yeah, Moon River was there, and The Secret Beach. And it was fine show. Although, poor old Micah Ehrenberg, Secret Beach. It was originally going to be a band show, and then he got sick. I don't know if it was COVID or if he just had a flu or something. And, you know, the band needed to practice, and he just wasn't up to practicing. And then at the last minute, he got better, so he ended up doing the gig just solo. And that was nice. I hadn't seen Mike in a while, so we should listen to him. And this will go good. We're going to do a couple of songs, and then we're going to go into our post-Easter set, which is guaranteed to offend everyone by the time it's over, regardless of your where you stand on religion and all that stuff. If you're pro, if you're anti, you will be offended over the next 40 minutes or so here on the Twang Trust. This is The Secret Beach.
God is. I took this from a book I read, pretty much word for word. Everything the author said legitimately had occurred. I could not regurgitate her words in my own way. And so I wrote this song to sing, allowing me to say, God is in the alleyway, smoking cigarettes. God is in the toilets, having unprotected sex. God is in the office, with his two kids on his desk. God is sick of giving more, and always getting less. God is in the doctor's office, filling fake prescriptions. God is what you need it for, it's all in your description. God is making supper in a food truck in Van Nuys. God is living lavishly in an ungodlike disguise. God is checking socials for a reason to believe. God gets shot inside a classroom by some angry teen. God is at a party doing 2CB and blow. God is in the traffic jam because sometimes God moves slow. God is buying advertisements just to give itself a name. God is talking to his strangers, little kid on the train. God gets off on being tied up, beaten and belittled. God is in the courtroom, trying to plead for its acquittal. God is on the morning show, telling itself to be scared. God is carrying groceries to a home that 5 kids share. God eats a paella that some cool kid made all wrong. God is in the lyrics of the ever-changing song. God takes too long getting ready, but their patience is a virtue. God and I are going steady, though we both have cheated too. God could use a coffee, but they can't afford the locals. God records a brand new song, but they don't like their own vocals. God turns on the TV just to check the football score. God ends up alone at home, eating snacks at 4:30. God lives on an island, in a tribe no one has seen. God can be misguided to be genuinely mean. God is getting greater, though it looks as if it's fading. God is on the internet, trying out the online dating. God is in the music venues, making magic every night. God is in the churches and the safe injection sites. God is what God never was, and when God is always being. God is what will govern us as we struggle to be free. God is in between the moments that we don't forget. God is all the people who the people haven't met yet. God is in the car park finding somewhere to shoot up. God is on their way to die sitting in a fire truck. God is acting funny as they start to get the spins. God is making money as they cast away their sins. God is in the whispers that have become so loud. God is all opinions in a busy city crowd. God is in the heavens as the earth spins round and round. God is in the graveyard buried underneath the ground. Took this from a book I read, pretty much word for word. Everything the author said legitimately had occurred. I couldn't not regurgitate her words in my own way. And so I wrote this song to sing, allowing me to say, God is.
Christ would wear cowboy boots. Christ would have sex. Christ would eat pizza and cut blackjack decks. Christ would be sober, but Christ would be fun. Christ would get over on those trying to run. Christ would love hip-hop, metal, and soul. Christ would bring chaos, the breath of control. Christ would be rocking, Christ would be free. He'd say there's no difference between you and me. This is the ballad of Boogie Christ. Toss my salad and feed me your rice. Christ baked potato, Christ chewing gum. Christ without pathos saying yum yum. Christ in the middle like the monkey with balls. Christ picking up when euphoria calls. Hello dear father, hello there my son. How have you been? Well, I gotta run. Okay, I love you, see you real soon. Maybe September, maybe next June. This is the ballad of Boogie Christ. Toss my salad and throw wedding rice. Christ would be careful, Christ would be brave, but Christ, he would never be anyone's slave. Christ is here now, Christ is beyond. Christ would watch Rocky and on Golden Pond. Christ would relax and Christ would get mad. Christ would help answer if judgment is bad. Well, no and then yes, well yes and then no. Nothing is easy, but it's simple to glow. Just walk away from fear and deceit. Never surrender, but never compete. Cheer for your brother, your rival, your friend, and help their survival to beat you again. This is the ballad of Boogie Christ. Toss my salad. Show the worried what it is to be man. Christ would be handsome, Christ would be gross. Christ would buy butter and make you some toast. Christ would be savage, but Christ would be true. He'd say if you want him, then look inside you. Yeah, Christ would be savage, but Christ would be true. He'd say if you want him, then just look in you. This is the
there's that weirdo Joseph Arthur. Not fond of the guy much anymore, but wow, I love that song. He's an interesting cat. He just went nuts during COVID, completely lost his mind. Sad is what it was. It was sad. The Ballad of Boogie Christ from the album of the same name. Part one, there is a part two. And before that, that song's, I don't know, same song from a different mother. That doesn't rhyme. Anyways, God Is from The Secret Beach. Ever seen those two songs in the same place at once? No, you haven't, have you? So, yeah, how was your Easter? I was looking around for eggs everywhere. All I found were dog turds in the basement. All I found. We got some Jesus songs for you, though. Just because if you're still buzzing off the Easter vibes of the weekend, and it's spring out there, holy moly, is it ever, huh? Let's go with that. Let's see if he's risen or not, huh? Just for fun. And, here's an oldie. This is a great one. Emmylou Harris covered this one. This is the original version, though, from this guy right here.
Hey, Winnipeg, this is David Olney, and we're putting the tree back into country on CKUW's Twang Trust, 95.9 FM.
Man, you should have seen me way back then. I could tell a tale, I could make it spin. I could tell you black was white. I could tell you day was night. Not only that, I could tell you why. Back then, I could really tell a lie. Well, I'd hire a kid to say that he was lame. Then I'd touch him and I'd make him walk again. Then I'd pull some magic trick. I'd pretend to heal the sick. I was taking everything they had to give. It wasn't all that bad a way to live. Well, I'm in this desert town and it's hot as hell. But no one's buying what I got to sell. I make my lame kid walk. I make a dumb guy talk. I'm preaching up a storm both night and day. Everyone just turns and walks away. Well, I can see that I'm only wasting time. So I head across the road to drink some wine. This old man comes up to me. He says, I seen you on the street. You're pretty good, if I do say so myself. But the guy come through last month, he was something else. Instead of calling down fire from above, he just gets real quiet and talks about love. And I'll tell you something funny, he didn't want nobody's money. I'm not exactly sure what this all means, but it's the damnedest thing I swear I've ever seen. Since that time, every town's the same. I can't make a dime, I don't know why I came. I decide I'll go and find him, and find out who's behind him. He's got everyone convinced that he's for real. Well, I figure we can work some kind of deal. Well, he offers me a job and I say fine. He says I'll get paid off on down the line. Well, I guess I'll string along. Don't see how too much could go wrong. As long as he pays my way, I guess I'll follow. We're heading for Jerusalem tomorrow.
Give me a ride to heaven, boy. I need to talk to my dad. what to do, so I jammed her down in gear. Gonna kick my feet beneath the seat, I was trying to hide the beer. Oh, but he just grinned and said, my friend, I know you must think it's odd, but you got nothing to fear about drinking a beer if you share with the Son of God. Hey, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you a paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. And his baby blue, so I stomped it on the floor. Said, you have to show me how to get there, I ain't been before. It's a hard place to find, he said, but I'll give you a little clue. It ain't somewhere up in the air, sitting right here inside with you. And right in the middle of that perfect smile from his robes, he pulled a gun, stuck it up beside my head, said, how's this for kingdom come? Well, I pulled off scared, but I heard him say, as he left me beneath the stars, well, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, and tonight, my son, he gonna use your car. Yeah, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you a paradise.
Simply hoof it from here. I know you can walk on the water, but can you walk on this much beer? Are you drinking with me, Jesus? I can't see you very clear.
If you're drinking with me, Jesus, won't you buy a friend a beer? Are you drinking with me, Jesus? I can't see you very clear. If you're drinking with me, Jesus, won't you buy a friend a beer? God damn it, won't you buy a friend a beer? Jesus! Six pounds to go, anything you can do, brother, help me, Jesus!
Light shines through. Guess who's back? It's the zombie Jew. He's really pissed at the unmarried fornicators, the stem cell crusaders, and the butthole invaders. Towers fell and the earth did quake. Just a little taste of his vengeance. America, prepare for your fate. Cause when the trumpets sound, he will astound. Watch the rivers turn to blood. The sinners cry, the dead will rise. Judgment day has come. Are you ready to rapture the savior that you spurned? Loves you forever, but the unbelievers must burn. When the zombie Jew returns, the Jewish zombie had a virgin for a mommy. He's so confused. Life's a mess when you got two daddies and you think you're blessed. So we die for your sins, came back for your brains. Guilt trip until we're all insane. He needs your money, he reads your mind. From his theme park in the sky. Are you ready to rapture? Our savior has returned. He loves you forever, but the unbelievers must burn. When the zombie Jew returns, the Antichrist will come as a man of peace. He could be the president with a microchip implanted by the beast. He's gonna tempt and tease ya, use evolution to deceive ya. And when the final battle comes, will you be a chosen one? Are you ready to rapture? On a white horse you will ride. Revenge will be so sweet when all the heathen burn. And the zombie Jew returns.
Well, there you go. Some blasphemy there from Andy Chernoff of the Dictators. Are you ready to rapture? Hope you had fun rapturing this past weekend. Before that, the Beat Farmers from their album Viking Lullabies and Are You Drinking With Me, Jesus? Give me a ride to heaven, boy. That's what was asked of Terry Allen and the Panhandle Mystery Band. The original version of that song that you probably know from the Flatlanders or somebody like that. But that's the original version right there. from what album is it? I used to know. I used to have it. Where'd my thing go? Oh, well. Anyways. Well, maybe I can find it. Bloodlines. Bloodlines is the name of that thing. Before that, we heard the Velvet Underground from their third self-titled album. And a little ditty called Simply Jesus. Lovely thing, that. And we started that set off with Mr. David Olney, the late great, and Jerusalem Tomorrow from his 1988 album, Deeper Well. Yeah. So now is the time that I would cue up the pre-recorded portion of tonight's show. That I spent hours upon hours doing at home this afternoon after I won tickets to go see Chris Stapleton and the War and Treaty tonight. And, you know, I had it. And the last time I did this, I did it, and then I forgot to bring the stick with the file on it. What an idiot, huh? Yeah. So I wasn't going to make that mistake this time. No. But I brought the stick with the file on it and I plugged it in here and, something's wrong with the stick. I can't get the file off. I don't know. I need to just quit this gig, I think. So there's still like an hour left in the show. You're going to spend it listening to a last half of a show from June 9th. 2021. Ooh, Wayback Machine action. Yes, indeed. And you'll hear a few songs from some folks that are coming to town 3 years ago. And then you'll hear some talk about Record Store Day, which was coming up. Just like it is now, the Record Store Day is coming up on 4/20 this year. Way back in the olden days, what was the big, there was a Chris Stamey, Peter Holsapple thing coming out, and, there was a Jeffrey Dean Foster thing, and then there was some J.J. Cale thing, and Tom Petty, and, we got lots of Tom Petty stuff coming up in a bit, and then we'll go out with Lucinda Williams, who's playing the Folk Festival this summer, yeah. It's going to be fun here. And then, God knows what's going to happen. I'm going to get out of here before I break anything else. So here we go. Listening to a 3-year-old episode of The Twang Trust already in progress.
Hey, Winnipeg, this is Peter Dryminis from July Talk, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on The Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.